Caden, right now, we've also got some great stuff. I'm going to turn on their mic, and things will get crazy from here on. You guys in there?
Yes, we are.
Howdy do.
Please help me welcome Bob Ford and the fabulous Ragamuffins to the studio here at WISO. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing good. Hi, everybody.
We're fabulous.
Of course you are.
I didn't remember that in the edit.
I think it should be. I wrote that for you.
I think we've just expanded their hat size.
That's okay. So you guys are going to play some music for us today. I'm so excited.
We do have some music for you, and we're going to keep it in that Celtic vein.
I hope so.
We're in the wonderful show that Cindy's the best at here.
In the
so.
Deer Green place.
I'm getting a shovel. I'm getting a shovel.
Well, it's a day to wear the boots.
Yeah. So. That's right. So let's just get it started. Well, what are you going
to
do first?
We want everybody to join our band, so we're going to do Peter's song.
Okay,
so.
Great.
There was Peter sitting in the corner, fiddle in his hand, playing away like you never did hear and you'll never hear again. Charlie on the banjo, Shorty on the baron, everything was grand. Come on, Mark, and let me in, I want to join the band.
Then Maeve, she came and she let me in, and I made my way along. The rafters rang with reels and jigs, someone sang a song. There were flying bows and boron sticks, there wasn't room to turn. There was always a chair and a couple of drinks for the lad who came to learn.
There was Peter sitting in the corner, fiddle in his hand, playing away like you never did hear and you'll never hear again. Charlie on the banjo, Shorty on the boron, everything was grand. Come on, Mark, and let me in, I want to join the band.
Well, then the time said, gentlemen, please, and the gentlemen did go. Some of us might stay a while and sing songs very low. Then Peter, he'd play one last song, and he put away the bow. But his fiddle is still playing, no matter where you go.
There was Peter sitting in the corner, fiddle in his hand, playing away like you never did hear, and you'll never hear again. Charlie on the banjo, Shorty on the baron, everything was grand. Come on, Mark, and let me in, I want to join the band.
'Twas in the springtime 74 when Peter, he did die. Fergie played the death march, it was great talent's town. And as we stood there silently as if from out the grave, Johnny's chickens could be heard and I could see it all again.
There was Peter sitting in the corner, fiddle in his hand, playing away like you never did hear and you'll never hear again. Charlie on the banjo, Shorty on the baron, everything was grand. Come on, Mark, and let me in, I want to join the band.
The day that Peter passed away, we always will regret. But the words he said and the tunes he played, we never will forget. Now the heavenly choir has dropped their lyres and the angels tug their harps. The rattle of the penny on the golden gate, and this is their remark.
There was Peter sitting in the corner, fiddle in his hand, playing away like you never did hear and you'll never hear again. St. Paul on the banjo, Moses on the baron, everything was grand. Almighty God, won't you let me in, I want to join the band. There was Peter sitting in the corner, fiddle in his hand, playing away like you never did hear and you'll never hear again. Charlie on the banjo, Shorty on the baron, everything was grand. Come on, Mark, and let me in, I want to join the band.
Hey, hey, great stuff. I love that song.
That's a great song, isn't it?
Well, why don't we start off, Mr. Bob, by introducing yourself and then introducing the band. Or let them introduce themselves, whatever.
Well, I'm Bob.
And we let them do all the talking.
Hi, Bob.
And I have been a performer here in the area, Bob Ford, for a few years.
You are long in the tooth.
I'm getting there as we go.
Sounds
so.
Like Musicians Anonymous.
So I've added here recently. As they said, I needed all the help I could get.
I think so.
And so I reached right down and picked up my daughter because she was cheap and right available.
Hey!
And you feed her, so she has to go with you.
Well, I used to, but she's turning vegetarian on me, so she doesn't eat what I eat anymore. But,
not really.
She's healthier than I am.
Hi, Beth.
Hi.
And right down the road, I finally found my other daughter, the one the gypsy stole years ago. And I found her on the street. I paid a quarter for her, and she's worth every nickel.
Ooh, I'm worth a quarter now. I went up. I was only worth 2 bits the last time.
Yeah, inflation, so, you know, the dollar's going down.
Yeah.
Dan Finkel from Jeffersonville, Ohio, is here. So.
I thought a quarter was 2 bits.
That's what I thought, too.
Well, the English is worth more now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, well.
It's not a straight rate of exchange.
You guys never have any fun.
No.
I can just tell.
No, we just do play songs straight. We're just
Boring.
Yeah, boring.
We're like those boys on Andy Griffith, you know, never make any facial expressions. We just...
So you've been together as a group for how long? It's been over a year.
Oh, it's been several years.
Has it really?
Several years. It kind of creeped in on me because Beth started first and then Jan joined us. And so we've done quite a few years together now.
Well, I think it's a good mix.
We're having fun with it. We definitely are.
Well, of course. You better. There's no point in doing it if you're not having fun. Let's face it.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do for us now?
Well, we do a whole mix of songs, but we brought a love song with you here. Oh, one of the things we love to do, we're going to do one, but Black Jack Davy follows that Gypsy Rover, and, you know, the story is the same as it goes through. This is one of those stories that, you know, she runs off with the gypsy, and it's nice when you see the variations because, and we play them all, but sometimes it's a good thing, and sometimes it's not a good thing, depending on what century this started in. So, but this one's called Black Jack Davy. It was late one night when the squire came home, inquiring for his lady. Some replied and some denied, she's away with a blackjack Davy. Saddle for me my bonny brown steed, for the gray mare there's a speedy. I'll ride all night and I'll roam all day, and I'll find that blackjack Davy. Rode o'er hills and he rode down dales, ever many the wild high mountain. Some would say when they see him go, blackjack Davy he is hunting. Well, he roamed through the bracken, and he rode through the brush, and he roamed through the streams so shady. O'er the mountains he did ride, searching for his lady. Rode till he came to the riverside, all in the morning early. There he found his own fair maid in the arms of the blackjack Davy. Hills and he rode down dales, ever many the wild high mountain. Some would say when they see him go, blackjack Davy is hunting. Yeah. Well, I have hawks and I have hounds, all come to my hollow. So rise up, gypsy, stand aside, and let my lady follow. I will rise when the chill is gone, I will rise when I am ready. Your hawks have flown and your hounds have run, and the gypsy's got your lady. Rode o'er hills and he rode down dales, ever many the wild high mountain. Some would say when they see him go, blackjack Davy he is hunting.
For my good feather quilts, all my blankets pulled up around me. Tonight I'll sleep in the wide open fields in the arms of my blackjack Davy. I'll take off my Highland boots, all made of Spanish leather. Arm in arm with my gypsy love, we'll live in the Highland heather.
Rode o'er hills and he rode down dales, ever many the wild high mountain. Some would say when they see him go, blackjack Davy he is hunting.
That was lovely. You know, I don't think I've ever heard that version before, other than your version. I think that's a neat song.
We stole it.
Yep.
It's folk music. That's the deal.
We borrowed it and we built on it.
You carried folk another step to another thing.
I heard that version at the Milwaukee Folk Irish Festival when I was up there. And so it was wonderful to bring it back down with me.
It's a good one.
Yeah. So we've got one to feature the girls here.
Okay.
They have the typical problem. I was always like Bill Cosby said, when the girls start blooming, you get your shotgun out, and they're wearing four pairs of corduroys. But I always have this problem with all these pretty girls around me because they're all paying attention to the girls. They don't look at me anymore.
So. I thought that was the plan.
That's how you get gigs, Mommy.
Belfast.
I'll tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair, they stole my comb, and that's all right till I get home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a quartet, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who is she? Well, Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the lads are fighting for her. They knock at the door, ring at the bell, saying, oh, my true love, are you well? Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Oh, Johnny Murphy says she'll die if she doesn't get the fellow with the roving eye. Well, tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair, stole my comb, but that's all right till I get home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a courted, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who is she? She gets a lad of her own. She won't tell her ma when she comes home. Let them all come as they will, for it's Albert Mooney she loves still. Oh, tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They put my hair, stole my comb, and that's all right till I get home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of the Belfast City. She is a quartet, one, two, three. Please won't you tell me who is she? She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of the Belfast City. She is a quartet, one, two, three.
Great job. Great job.
Nothing but trouble.
You pick out songs like that, I know.
Well, we love all. I'm a song story singer, so I like the ones that tell a story. You find a lot of Irish folks. You play a lot of tunes on the program,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have words. I need words.
Tunes don't have words.
I need words.
It's a problem of his.
So mine all have words as they go. So I try to tell a story.
That's right. And you are a storyteller, aren't you? Don't you do some gigs like that?
I do that as well. So basically, it's just so I didn't have to play so many songs. I tell stories in between.
Don't let him fool you. He just can't help himself.
I have a line here, but I'm going to keep it.
Oh, you can share it with folks.
No, it's okay.
Friends.
So I'll just keep it for myself.
Well, we're watching you sing along with us in the studio. You should add that mic and add another
part. I have this mic
here.
All the way down. Thank you.
No, you can turn it right up. And folks don't know how you've encouraged groups around the whole area, and we're one of those that you've lent your talent and your time to help us get better.
Well, I sort of think that there's some sharing that has gone on over low these many years as well, Mr. Bob.
Well, we have had fun back and forth.
Yes, we have. What have you got now?
Well, you know, we're talking about loving. And I also celebrate my Ohio roots. Well, I was just a farm boy here. And you'd think, as a farm boy, I'd know all there was about the birds and the bees. But well, I know it's hard for the radio audience to tell by looking at me. But I know it's hard to tell, but I was a little slow, you know.
And still is,
so,
apparently.
So I went to my dad, because my dad was a smart man and a traditional man. And I said, Dad, what do you do? You know, it's springtime, you hit the itches, and he looked me right in the eye and said, Bob, whatever you do, I'm telling you right now, don't do it. I said, Dad, I don't understand. He said, I know, I've been married 50 years, and I don't understand it either. He said, I know it's springtime, the sap's rising in the trees, the birds and the bees, but I'm telling you, son, don't do it. Oh, well, you see him standing there. His lips would reach the paper he's been hiding from his razor. Is he not an awful sight? In love he was the purest. Now he's frightening the tourist. If he'd gone and asked his father, I'm sure he'd set you right. Take her in your arms and tell her that you love her. Take her in your arms and hold that woman tight. Won't you take her in your arms? Tell her that you love her. If you're gonna love a woman, be sure and do it right. Well, here's a pub with fun and laughter. There's Cindy in the corner and the session's going on now. The crack is grand tonight. But the lad who lost his woman, still at home lamenting, if he'd gone and asked his father, I'm sure he'd set you right. Take her in your arms and tell her that you love her. Take her in your arms and hold that woman tight. Won't you take her in your arms? Tell her that you love her. If you're gonna love a woman, be sure and do it right. A health to all true lovers, their sisters and their brothers and their uncles and their grannies. This thing is black and white. If you're keen to start romancing, whether it's leaping and it's dancing, go forth and ask your father. I'm sure he'll set you right. Take her in your arms and tell her that you love her. Take her in your arms and hold that woman tight. Won't you take her in your arms? Tell her that you love her. If you're gonna love a woman, be sure and do it right. Just take her in your arms. Tell her that you love her. Take her in your arms and hold that woman tight. Won't you take her in your arms? Tell her that you love her. If you're gonna love a woman, do it right.
Sounds like good advice, Bobby.
He was a smart man.
He must have been.
I'm going to do a little business now. I'm going to take down your microphones for a second so you can tune or cough or whatever. So hold on. I'm going to put you right down there. Support for WISO comes from listeners like you and the Antioch University McGregor, offering a Master of Arts in Management. The program integrates into a team-based approach, creating flexible leaders capable of success in today's global business environment. Information at mcgregor.edu.
Hi, I'm Juliet Frumholt, here to tell you that WYSO is now on Facebook. All our events are updated there, and you can discuss your favorite shows with other WYSO fans. So connect with WYSO and your friends on Facebook. Go to WYSO.org for the link.
This week on WISO Weekend.
Between me and you, I am a technology freak, and I want to be an architect engineer, and I think this school will help me do that.
What I'm majoring in, which is biology, it would be look good on my resume that I went to a high school that was based on that subject.
I'll report on the new Dayton Regional STEM School, also holiday greetings from our men and women in the military. That's this Sunday morning at 10:30 on WISO Weekend on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back now live in the studio with Bob Ford and the amazing, fabulous Ragamuffins. I'm going to make that even longer. Whoops, wait a minute. I think I need to turn on your mic.
They get the descriptives, and I just Bob Ford.
Isn't that great?
It's just Bob Ford.
Yeah. And we didn't even slip her any money.
I know. There's still time.
Okay,
I have questions. I have needs. I have questions. Okay, Jan, you're playing the flute.
Correct.
And probably a little bit of tin whistle, but not today.
Well, actually.
Oh!
for you.
My,
just for
you. See, I do have wishes, and they are granted sometimes. So tell me how long you've been playing music, and how long you've been playing folk music.
Oh goodness, been playing music since the fourth grade, so more years than I'm going to admit to.
For a long, long time.
A long, long time.
Did you aspire to be in a folk band back then?
No, not really. No, never.
Not.
Never would have thought that. Now.
Drug her right off the side of this road.
No, just did it for fun. I played in, you know, the band, and then quit the band in high school and played with the chorus instead. And then put the flute down for a couple of years and sang harmony vocals for a group and a friend in Indianapolis. And then back to Ohio and sang with the Wenches of Wailing for a while.
We met her at the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, okay.
Ohio doing Renaissance actually Festival. Cleveland Tall Ships. Bob got
First
us involved
time.
In that. And
so you were a wench before you were a ragamuffin.
Yes, that's correct.
That's a resume.
It is.
We think it's definitely a step up.
Trademark in itself, yeah.
And Miss Beth.
Yes.
So you've been playing music, or at least singing along, since the egg? Pretty much.
It got to the point when I was little that he had to take me away from the audience because they were watching me instead of him because I knew all the words.
Oh.
And he didn't always.
And she'd tell me afterwards, Daddy, you missed up that song.
He didn't sing that.
You didn't tell that joke right.
They say never work with kids or dogs or something like that. So
she's still cuter than I am. So
And for those of us who have known you folks for a long time, you are a little bit.
Yes.
But you're all grown up now. So you're in college?
Yes, again. Master's degree. I'm in the graduate program on architecture at The Ohio State University.
Wow, wonderful. Wonderful.
Ooh. Yeah, we started back last Monday. It's been fun.
Woof. Just when the snow hits, right?
Yes.
Didn't take her long to learn that you don't make a living at folk singing.
You make gas money.
Yeah.
You make gas money. Maybe
you're
some
lucky,
pizza
right?
now and then, you know.
Yeah.
She's smarter than me. I'm still trying.
So. It's true. So, okay, what do we have now?
Well, we saw your eyes drop when we said flute instead of whistle, but there's a reason she plays mostly flute. It's because we play in C-sharp minors, and where my voice is not where the typical whistle is. So, but this is a good drinking song. It's Hills of Connemara.
Oh, great.
Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash and the corn and the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising, Barney. Yep. Well, keep your eyes well peeled today. The excise man is on his way, searching for the mountain tay in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash and the corn and the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising, Barney. Yep. Well, stand your ground, it's too late. The excise man is at the gate. Glory be to Paddy, but he's drinking it straight in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash and the corn and the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising, Barney. Swing to the left, swing to the right, the excise man will dance all night. Drinking up the tea till the broad daylight in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash and the corn and the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising, Barney. Oh! One more!
Well, thank you.
Just for you.
There's always room for a whistle.
Whistle tunes and drinking tunes, right?
They should tell that.
They
tell
do
that
fit in the pocket very nicely.
They do.
But
they
I haven't
do.
Found a C-sharp minor whistle yet. So.
No, no, no.
And if he found it, he wouldn't want to pay for it.
No, that's true. It would need extra holes, and it would be a flute anyway, so
yeah.
There you go.
Quite expensive,
So you folks have one album out together so far.
Two.
I only have the one.
Ooh. We need to fix that.
Yes, we do.
The one I have is called Changes.
Cindy's been in the dark. Okay.
Well, this one's called Changes. Well, the new one is not Celtic, so that's why you haven't received it.
That's probably it. So what's that one called?
It's called Traveler's Tales.
Ah, fits in well.
And we took it west. So the girls performed at the Old West Festival this fall, and they asked us to make a CD set for them. They could sell it at the festival. And so we did all the old Americana tunes and the ones you used to sing as kids sitting around the campfire.
Great.
Old West, you know. Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. A lot of them have Celtic roots.
Sure they do.
Coming around the mountain, and Dixie, and Buttermilk Hill. Johnny's Gone for a Soldier.
Those Celtic, those Celtic guys, they were Celtic cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why else would they sing?
That's right.
We had a joke about Celtic cowboys, but it involved a kilt, and so we're not going to sell that one here.
And you have, Bob has a couple albums out of his own.
I have. Altogether, we have six out. So I have.
Does that include the one about the Vikings?
We have two ornery ones and four pretty ones. I can't do the math either.
Okay. So for information, if someone's listening and would like to find out about your recordings, where would they go, Robert?
Yeah, my website is Bob Ford Music. That's the www at the beginning, bobfordmusic.com, or the MySpace page. They can even do some sampling. It's Bob Ford and the Ragamuffins.
Good deal.
They'll find us there and check what we do. We do such a wide range. We say we play the hits from the 1570s to the 1970s. So, and all of it's Americana because it includes the Irish and the folk and the, you know, little rock and roll in there. So it all comes from the same roots.
Wonderful. Well, I want to work you guys as hard as I can today. So enough of this chit-chat.
Drinking some.
Let's hear
some
music.
That's right, work.
It's about a fella who just passed on.
Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget.
Why?
Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't got sober yet.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay.
Dang it.
Oh, Leary came with the bagpipes and music for to play. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. As Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief, Kelly and his gang came tearing down the street. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. They put that bottle with the corpse to keep that whiskey cold. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. About 2 o'clock in the morning, after emptying the jug, Bob rolls up the icebox lid to see poor Patty's mug. We stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. And at a quarter after two, we argued it was nine. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. They stopped the hearse on George Street outside Sundance Saloon. They all went in at 8:30 and staggered out at noon. They went up to the graveyard, so holy and sublime. Found out when they got there, they'd left the corpse behind.
Oh, no!
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget.
Why?
Some of the girls got loaded drunk and we ain't been sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. O'Leary came with a bagpipe, some music for to play. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Yes, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
Woohoo!
That was exciting sounding.
It was. It was, man. And you guys are having a good time in there. I wish I had a video going. We could be on YouTube right now.
See, it's impossible to do it without the facial expressions and the odd stuff.
Yeah, you guys on the radio are missing out on a lot.
Well, guys, I had a question and I totally forgot it. What are you, any gigs coming up? Of course, we know this is the middle of winter. Any gigs coming up in the near future?
Near future, January 30th, we're down at Molly Malone's.
Already?
In Cincinnati, so that'll be the nearest and the soonest. Okay. We just talked to them. They're going to have us at the Clifton Opera House coming up in March. They're March 16th, I think it is.
Wonderful. So
it's not 16th, 13th, whatever the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day is. March 13th, I think it is.
He has
Alzheimer's.
That's good,
because on the 16th, I have an exam.
Sometimes. But they just called. We're still fine. But we should be there, and that'll be a fun. And that's one of those non-alcoholic St. Patrick's Day.
It's a nice place to play.
With Irish music, without the alcohol, too. So it is a nice place to play.
Well, great.
Heard you there many a time. Well,
great.
But the latest one, January 30th at Molly Malone's, Pleasant Ridge,
wonderful.
Cincinnati.
So what's next?
Whiskey. As I was a-roving over Kilkerry Mountain, I met with Captain Farrell, and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol, I then produced my rapier, saying, stand and deliver for I, phone deceiver, Russia, ring-a-ma-ding-a-ma-da.
Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
I counted out his money and it paid a pretty penny. I put it in my pockets and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she ne'er would deceive me. For the devil take the woman, for they never can be easy. Musha,
ring-a-ma-ding-a-ma-da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
I went to my chamber, up for to take a slumber. I dreamt of gold and jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. But Jenny took me charges, and she filled them up with water. Sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Musha,
ring-a-ma-ding-a-ma-da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Was early next morning, just before I rose to travel, up come a band of footmen, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced my pistol, for she stole away my rapier. I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. Musha,
ring-a-ma-ding-a-ma-da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
If anyone can aid me, it's me brother in the army. I'm sure that he's stationed in Cork or Killarney. And if he'll go with me, we'll go roaming round Kilkerry. I'm sure he'll treat me better than me lions, sporting Jenny. Musha,
ring-a-ma-ding-a-ma-da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Musha,
ring-a-ma-ding-a-ma-da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Yes. Sounded great. Sounded great.
Well, we're going to have to split and do a little shifting here because we have that instrument you don't find in most Irish groups or many of the Americana groups. So we put it on next.
The cello?
That's the one
that's the cello. That's right.
That big oversized cello.
It's the one they say in Boston, like the Celtics, right? The cello.
Yeah, it's the one that Irish groups that play at Renaissance festivals that don't have the room for stand-up basses in their car play.
That's right.
Well, how do you know? I mean, it's cello, cello. Cellophane is spelled the same way.
C?
You said that's cello, right?
So. C spelled with a C.
A CC.
A CC.
So, okay, you guys take a break. I'm going to bring you down here. And we are joined, if I haven't told you in a little while, by Bob Ford and the amazing Fantabulous Ragamuffins. And they'll be back in just a little bit for some more music live in WISA Studios.